Big Hunt in 2023, the fall of 2023, the Big Hunt start. Let's start with antelope, and then we'll take it from there. Gary Frelick, Wyoming Game and Fish biologist out there, tracking what's happening with our big game. Where do we start? Let's start with antelope.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Yeah, I think your listeners were totally keen on the effects of the winter on our pronghorn in the upper Green River Basin this year. It's just substantial numbers of pronghorn that we lost to disease. We had a respiratory disease, mycoplasma, go through the antelope population. In addition to the stress of the winter, that really decimated our pronghorn populations. And as a result, we've cut licenses up to 75% to 80% in the Green River Basin. I believe there are no Type 6 licenses available in any of the pronghorn areas in the Green River Basin, certainly in the upper Green River Basin, which would be a lot of the areas that the people from Star Valley like to hunt, and some of them go south towards Cokeville and Evanston as well. I do not believe that we were issuing a doe fawn license in any of those areas, and because of the effects of the winter. And so those people did draw a license, though, and they're, believe me, there are not many, because we didn't issue many licenses. There are antelope to be looked at and to be hunted, and so it's going to be tough. People are going to comment on how few antelope they're seeing, and that is certainly in line with what we've been seeing with the effects of the winter. And so we just want to give people a heads up that, you know, if you have a license, you're not going to see as many antelope as you would have seen in a year where we didn't suffer such a dramatic loss as we did this winter.
Okay. Deer and then elk.
So on the mule deer population, you know, and the hunt coming up, I think that's going to be extraordinary, because as I told several hunters just today, they were asking me about population levels, what the hunt's going to be like, what hunting pressure is going to be like, the quality of buck out there. It's just something that we've never, this is a road we've never been down before. We've never seen a winter, certainly in the time I've been around, and perhaps since the inception, or since the Wyoming range herd was conceptualized back in 1982. And so all this is going to be new with hunting pressure, as people define it. Certainly the winter did not discriminate. Also, I'll get that question quite a bit. Did the winter kill just old deer, young deer? What did it kill? What age classes did it kill? And we know now that this winter was indiscriminate. It killed all age classes of deer. And so I think people just need to understand that. However, one bright spot, I guess, if there is a bright spot to be had, I've asked a number of people to go ahead and, if they were interested, collect and share their observations during their scouting efforts in July and August. And a number of people did that for me, and I was impressed with the number that signed up to do that. And I was interested to see, you know, determine the number of deer they saw, especially the number of buck deer they saw. And I think the feedback I got from some folks, and under no circumstances do I want to paint this as a bright picture. It's not. The deer hunt's going to be tough. It's going to be extremely difficult. But what I've learned from the people who are out scouting was that they saw between 600 and 700 deer, and most of these scouters were at timberline or above, so they were looking at, you know, obviously country that the big bucks inhabit. And what's even more extraordinary to me is that they saw and recorded over 500 antler deer, 500 buck deer. So to me, that's heartening to some degree, because certainly shows us that you know, a lot of people thought that every deer is dead, very few deer on the ground, and I think just the scouting efforts of the people who volunteered to help us out collect some of this data is extraordinary. I don't have anything to compare to, so I won't make too many broad generalizations about it, but it's certainly an interesting data point.
Okay, let's conclude with elk.
Elk season should be another good elk season. I think you know, we provide supplemental feed to elk, so that really minimizes overwinter mortality. And so I think folks are going to going to do very well in elk. You know, those people may know then and see the regulation, know that we've extended the elk season in the Grays River by a few days, and that's going to give us give hunters another opportunity to harvest any elk for the entire season. We haven't done that in probably 5, 6, 7 years. To have close to a 10 to 12 day season and then have any elk the whole area. Over in the Hoback, the Fall Creek herd and the Piney herd, those elk are doing very well, and you'll see in November type seasons over in those two elk herds, cow-calf only. So we're hoping people get out and about and have a great elk and successful elk hunt this year.
Okay. Thank you, Gary Frelick, visiting with us today. Gary Frelick, Wyoming Game and Fish Biologist on SVI Media.